USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says President Trump is not considering a nationwide lockdown as coronavirus cases are rising in some parts of the United States.
We can't stay locked down for such a considerable period of time that you might do irreparable damage and have unintended consequences, including consequences for health.
So far, right around 160,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. That number, though, would be around 100,000 if Democratic Governors Andrew Cuomo, Tom Wolf, Phil Murphy, Gretchen Whitmer, and Gavin Newsom all did not send patients with COVID-19 into nursing homes. The White House also saying the president is monitoring the situation in Beirut after a massive explosion killed at least 10 people in Lebanon's capital. More fatalities are expected as the investigation continues. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Trump has signed a bipartisan bill to preserve and protect America's national land and other historic landmarks. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump calls the Great American Outdoors Act a truly landmark piece of legislation.
The Great American Outdoors Act provides $900 million a year in guaranteed funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund so that all Americans can continue to enjoy our parks.
At a Tuesday White House ceremony, the president said for more than 50 years, Congress has struggled to adequately fund land and water conservation. He said it's led to a backlog of maintenance and other critical needs in parks and public lands, which this new bill is going to address.
Missouri voters will decide the fate of Medicare expansion as one of five states holding elections today. Voters in Kansas, Arizona, Washington, and Michigan also heading to the polls. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
As the 2020 election steadily approaches, there have been growing calls from the media for Joe Biden not to debate President Trump. Op-eds appearing in the Washington Post and New York Times say it would not be good for Biden to debate Trump because, in their opinion, the president lies too much. Now, the Biden campaign has said they plan on debating President Trump and have agreed to the three debates as scheduled. The Trump campaign is proposing the debates be moved up and a fourth debate be possibly added because of the fact many folks are early voting. Regarding debating in general, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee tells Fox News the vice president should debate President Trump.
If they don't, Sandra, the American people are the ones who are being cheated. Of course, they need to have the debates. When you're president, you're going to have to stand on the stage with some people that, may be pretty tough with you, whether it's President Xi of China, whether it's Putin, whether it's Angela Merkel. You don't get the option of just saying, no, I don't want to show up.
Huckabee, a Fox News contributor, speaking there on Fox News. July is known for ushering in the hottest days of the year, but last month was especially tenacious. Blistering heat swept across the United States and shattered a slew of new records for the month. Phoenix, Arizona experienced the hottest month on record in July 2020 with 99 degrees Fahrenheit, the city's average temperature. Meteorologists saying the above-average highs will continue at least through next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.